Hey, everybody. God bless you. Good to be with you tonight. Welcome to Living Faith Online. I want to say welcome back to all of our subscribers, our visitors. If you're a first-time visitor tonight, hello. Glad to have you with us. And, of course, welcome back to my Living Faith family. Mwah. Bless you. I love you. I want to apologize. On Wednesdays, periodically, unfortunately, we can't post our midweek service because of technical difficulties. It'll say technical difficulties. Now, I do want to say that when we have technical difficulties, it is not our media department. It's me. And since I do our online services here from my home, there are just things that sometimes I just don't know, and I'll hit a brick wall, and I can't finish what I'm doing. So I want to apologize for that. So please forgive me. And so if that ever happens again, which I hope it does not, I pray that you would just understand. Okay. All right. Well, I've got a few announcements and then we'll get into the word for a few minutes. Okay. Number one, we're having our men's ministry is continuing their monthly small group with the theme, I Am More Than a Conqueror. This is a teaching, a series of teachings where it helps men get set free from sexual bondage. All men ages 16 and older are invited to join in on Saturday, October 25th at 10 a.m. So come out, men, and bring a friend with you for a powerful word from God. Also, our Heirs Together Marriage Ministry is covering the topic. This will be session four of the language of love. The language of love. We all have a language of love. How we express our love, how we want to see love given to us, expressed to us. And so that's what that teaching is about. So our next one will be on Friday, October 31st at 7 p.m. via Zoom. To register, you can simply visit our website at www.lfccnj.com and click on events. They can't wait. The marriage ministry can't wait to see you there. Also, our food ministry is taking applications for our upcoming Thanksgiving food drive. You can sign up on the website at www.lfccnj.com or in person. You can come to the church and fill out an application that way. The distribution of all of our food baskets will take place on Saturday, November 15th from 10 a.m. to noon. The last day to register is Wednesday, October 29th. For more information, please call the church at 856-661-8110, extension 275. And of course, if you would like to donate to our food, Thanksgiving food drive, by all means do so. You can designate it in the outreach section of our pink tithes and offerings envelopes, or you can designate it online when you give. Your donation is greatly appreciated. We love feeding people. And so if you want to be a part of that, then by all means do so. Also, tomorrow and Friday, the Kingdom Chamber of Commerce is having their 21st annual business conference. Wow, 21st. It's going to be focused on the Wealth Vault. One day passes are now available for Thursday and or Friday, whichever day you desire to come. It's hosted by Paul and Angela Pipersburg. Some of the speakers are Apostle Jeremiah Hosford, Preston Hawkins, Prophet Miles Kilby, who was also featured on Sid Roth, so maybe you saw him on there, and others. You can register for this Kingdom Chamber Business Conference at kingdomchamberofcommerce.org, www.kingdomchamberofcommerce.org, and I'll see you there. All right. Well, Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we praise you. We thank you for this day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Heavenly Father, I thank you. Holy Spirit, I ask that you would be with us across these devices as if we were together. Father, thank you for giving us clarity on tonight's topic, that you would give us something to think on and to consider in our personal lives as Christians, as your sons and your daughters. We just thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank you for your help. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. I want to talk tonight briefly about, I've entitled what I'm going to cover tonight, in short, I entitled it, Don't Mess Things Up Now. Don't mess things up now. And so you'll understand in shortly what I'm talking about. But how many of you've reached a time in your Christian walk where things are going well for you, and you know you're being blessed. You're seeing the blessings of God. You're seeing the power of God, the changes of God. You're seeing the patience of God, the love of God, and God is really showing Himself strong in your life. How many of you know that is something that we have to protect? That's something that we have to protect. So things are going well, and we don't want to mess those things up by outside circumstances and outside influences. You know, I found out years ago, I found out that it wasn't RCA's idea to have television. It wasn't the manufacturers of TVs. I had heard from a reliable source that I would say that television was created to not to let us see what's happening out in the world, but to actually tell us what's happening. To that television, I think I said it a few weeks ago, television, it means tell a vision. And so you and I, we have to be careful. Television and media are used as devices of the enemy. So you and I have to be very careful. We always have to have the Word of God as our highest priority. To have the Word of God, keep God's Word as our source of truth. Amen. The Word of God is supposed to, I'm going to say bring us balance, but of course it's more than that. But the Word of God is to always to keep us stable. So we have to be very careful, especially in these days, and these days, not just these days, these current days, like right now, what's been going on for the past days and weeks and months, and even the past years. But we have to be careful of what we're seeing and how we are perceiving things. And we need God's help for us to distinguish right from wrong and truth from error. And it can become very complicated. Also, we know that social media, social media came out and it was designed, they said it was geared to connect us to our family and friends, but then we found out really the motivation of social media was to look on us, to observe us. We were the subjects. It wasn't for us to make connections, although that's what we can do on social media, but more so it was so that others could observe us, to see our behaviors and see our lifestyle. I mean, nowadays somebody can look you up on social media, your boss, and find out what you're doing on the side when you're not working. You know, so it's used to observe us, and we can be the subjects. So we have to be careful that we are not manipulated, by these media sources and these social media platforms. And we have to take care that it doesn't lead us in a wrong direction. Amen? So let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 33. Let's start there. 1 Corinthians 15:33, it says, "Be not deceived." I have my definition, so I have to read through this. "Be not deceived." But let me just read it from here, because I have my definitions in there. 1 Corinthians 15:33. 1 Corinthians 15:33. And I'm sure you all are familiar with this scripture. 1 Corinthians 15:33, it says, "Do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits." The King James Version says, "Evil communication corrupts good manners." Now, the word deceived means to cause to stray from the truth or to lead aside from the right way, okay? So be not deceived. Don't let what we see, what we observe on the news outlets and social media, don't let those things cause us to stray from the truth or to lead us aside from the right way. The word evil, so be not deceived, evil communications, the word evil there, it means destructive. It means troublesome. It means of a bad nature. So so that we have to be careful not to be led astray by destructive communications from a bad nature, communications that cause us to be troubled. Amen. And we can see here that we can be deceived. Now, we've heard before many times from different people that deception, when you're deceived, you don't know you're deceived. Somebody has to help you see that you're deceived. It's very serious, so we have to make sure we don't get caught up in things. We have to make sure we're around other people, other Christians, other mature Christians, so that it's less likely that we are deceived. Amen? That word communications, it means companionship, it means intercourse, it means communion. So be not deceived, evil communications, evil companionships. I had shared several weeks ago how evil communications, companionship, that how we can be led astray, and we have to be careful not to be party to or come into agreement with the different types of communications that are coming across our TVs and computers and cell phones, right? We have to be careful of that. And also talked about a something called a mob mentality. And I had explained how as Christians, we can become a part of a mob mentality, meaning the masses. I mean, there's so many, I mean, we were party to so many mass communications on our devices that it's crazy. We're exposed to so much and we have to be so careful. And then it causes our communications to be affected. It causes our communication to be corrupt. The word corrupt, it means to lead away a Christian church. This is one of the definitions according to Thayer's Lexicon. To lead away a Christian church or to lead away a Christian from that state of knowledge and holiness in which it ought to abide. Amen. So you and I have to be careful. What has been happening is I'm concerned, and I've expressed this before, I'm very concerned that good Christians that have been saved for a long time are suddenly being influenced by corrupt communications and are now joining a party, joining their party. It's like when we're on here and we start listening to this, we end up adopting a mob mentality. Now remember that mob mentality, when a person is in amongst the masses, they lose their own identity. So as Christians, we don't want to lose our identity as Christians, as sons of God, as the people of God, as the peacekeepers. We're supposed to be the peacekeepers. So we don't want to get all caught up in all of this chaos, right? So that the enemy can use us. We're not supposed to be ignorant of his devices, of his mind games. And we do not, we want to filter everything through the word of God. Somebody say, don't mess things up now. Things are good for us. We're doing good. Our life is good in Jesus Christ. We have to make sure that we don't become party to corrupt people, corrupt judgments, and cause damage to our own lives. Amen. And cause us to mess up our own lives. Ephesians 4:29. Do I want to read that yet? Ephesians 4:29. All right, let's read that. Ephesians 4:29. It says, "Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you." This came to me as I was preparing this message. You know, we're hearing a lot of things. We're watching a lot of things on television and media, right? The media outlets where we're being exposed to a lot of things. I had also said a few weeks ago that we cannot, because it's telling a vision, we can't rely on the accuracy of what they're showing us, because they show us, we have to understand that they show us what they want us to see. So we can't take everything that we see at face value. So we can't be taking up somebody else's cause because of what somebody else is showing us about that particular thing. You understand what I'm saying? So we always have to stay tempered in the word of God. The word of God always has to be our basis. We're supposed to keep peace with all men as much as possible, right? And so as Christians, we can share our opinion. I mean, you know, we got opinions. We can share our opinion, but right now I want to say that we should not be sharing our hate. We should not be sharing hate. It's one thing to share your opinion, but it's a whole nother thing to watch what's going on, cause you to get bitter, to lay aside the word of God, to lay aside the love of God, to lay aside the peace of God, to lay aside the patience of God. And then we let the enemy use us to incite hate, because we're watching hate, right? I mean, people are getting very violent. People were interviewed during a recent event, and they expressed things that were violent that they wanted to do against a person, right? So they've lost it. You know, we shouldn't be spreading hate. We shouldn't be. As a matter of fact, we shouldn't be hating anyone. All that should be gone. The book of Galatians and several scripture talks about hate being one of the works of the flesh. When we're supposed to be operating in the fruit of the Spirit, we're responsible as believers to express the love of God to people. We're not, our hating days are supposed to be over. Our prejudice days are supposed to be over. The Bible says in Colossians that there's no more barbarian, Scythian, bond or free, Jew or Greek, but Christ is in all of us. We have no right as Christians to any longer be prejudiced. We're all one. I mean, the scripture even says that God has the rain and the sun shine and fall on the good and the evil. Why? Because they're all God's creation. But especially as believers, there's no room for us. We do not have a license to hate people. To hate people for whatever reason. To hate people because they're richer than us. To hate people because they're not our color, right? To hate people because they're not our nationality. Hate is nowhere in it. And so Christians are being affected. And I'm shocked, again, I've expressed this before, that I'm very concerned about the vocabulary and the opinions and the attitudes of born-again Christians who have been born again for years and years. I'm shocked. And so what is happening, what we're seeing, what we're hearing, and again, we don't know the whole story. I pray in Jesus' name that whatever's getting people upset, we'll find out the truth, that God, we can pray for that at the end, that God will cause all of the truth to come out. But you and I, as believers, we cannot get caught up in all of this ugliness and all of this hate and all of this anti-Bible types of situations. We have to stick to the Word of God. We have to stick with God. We have to take His stance. Amen? We have to take God's stance. What does the Word say about a thing? How does the Word say we should treat people? How does the Word say we should talk about people, right? The Scripture says that that no evil communication, let no corrupt communication, that means destructive, ugly communication, no corrupt. Corrupt means it means deadly, it means putrid, it means decaying, it means destructive. I'm sure I wrote that down somewhere. Let me see what the Amplified Version says. The Amplified Version says, let no foul or polluting language, nor evil word, nor unwholesome or worthless talk ever come out of your mouth, but only such speech as is good and beneficial to the spiritual progress of others, as is fitting to the need and the occasion, that it may be a blessing and give grace, God's favor, to those who hear it. I'm talking to us. I don't care what's being said. I don't care who hated who. I don't care who shot who. I don't care who did what to who. We are responsible for watching our words. Again, Matthew 12, it says that by our words we shall be justified, and by our words we shall be condemned. They are both legal terms. We have to watch our words as Christians. We do not escape the judgment of our words. Either our words cause us, the words that we speak. There's a scripture says, the word proceed. That means to go out. You know, we've been talking about doubling down on our declarations and decrees. That word proceed means to put forth. That means our words, they're not innocent. Our words are going out and they're doing things. Our words are powerful. Our corrupt words, our mean words, they're going out. They're proceeding. They're ejecting. They're going forth because we're powerful. And we are spirit beings who have power and express ourselves and cause things to change with our words. And this scripture says that as Christians, as believers, look, we didn't get this far We didn't get where we are in our Christian lives. We haven't experienced success and peace, right? And prosperity in every area, not just money. But we've done these things by the words that we speak. And we don't want to mess that up. We don't want to mess that up. We are still responsible for the words that we preach. And we either justify, that means declared innocent, or we are condemned, which means is to be declared guilty. We don't want bad words that have proceeded out of our mouth to come back and put bad judgment on us, right? We don't want to suffer for our own words, for our own speech. It would be our fault. It's our fault. Whether that's not what you say when your words are good, but it's our fault what comes back on us based on what words have proceeded, come out, gone forth out of our mouths. So we cannot afford to join the crowd, to join the hate crowd, right? To join the contrary crowd. We can't afford to join them and then say what they say. Amen. Let's see. So, so we have to watch our words. We can't jump on this bandwagon. Look, I would guess that things are going to get worse before they get better. But you and I have to be wise enough. We have to be wise as serpents and gentle as doves. We have to be wise enough. The scripture says that that the God of this world has blinded the minds of people, right? Has blinded the minds of them that believe not. One of the tactics, now we have to know that Satan is not big G, he's little g. He's not God of the universe, he's a God of the world system. He's the God of this age, this world system. We have to understand that he is the one who is orchestrating things. He's the one with the strings. So you and I have to make sure we're not under those strings, that we're not attached to those strings where he's manipulating people. So we can't move off of our peace. We can't move off of the rock and get drawn in to what the world is doing and what the world is saying. Our old man was crucified. We are the new man. We cannot go backwards. We must not go backwards. We have to be careful not to go back to our old ways of being mean, of being prejudiced, of being stingy, of being unlovely, right? We have to walk in love. We're supposed to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. And that way if we love our neighbors as we love ourselves, that means we won't do anything to them that we wouldn't do to ourselves, right? We're to treat people right. Praise God. So we just don't want to get angry. James chapter 1, verses 19 and 20, he says, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. For the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Our wrath, when we're quick to speak, again, we're quick to speak, and we don't even have all the facts. All we know is what is being told to us. Amen. The only thing that we can trust really, really, really is the word of God. And so we can't be quick to just talk, say, yeah, because that's why this and they did that. And, you know, all these things that can be said or that we've heard, we have to be swift to hear. We have to listen more than we speak. because, again, we don't know all the facts. All we know is what people want us to see. Look, I'm not president of a TV station or a media station. I'm not president. I'm not in there. So I don't know. I don't know what's true and what's not true. So we have to go by the word of God. Amen. And so no corrupt communication should proceed out of our mouths. Just words. Nothing foul. Everything that we speak as a believer, it should minister grace, God's favor. It should minister joy to people. It should minister peace to people. Our words should empower people to do better, be better, know better, feel better. Amen? And so the last thing we want to do is become party to strife and party to chaos, right? And just talking and gossiping doesn't change anything. It doesn't change the situation, but what it does change is it changes your outcome, and it's going to change your life. It's going to have a negative effect on your life because your words, when it comes to just commenting and joining the crowd, your words, they're not doing nothing except making things worse. It can make things worse for other people, but mostly it makes things worse for us. Why? Because God's ears are open unto the righteous, and his eyes are open to the righteous. God is the one who's listening. God is the one who sees and hears every word that we say. Amen? So again, as Christians, we can share our opinion nicely, sweetly, and know that somebody else's opinion is okay. It's their opinion. We don't ban them from our lives, right? Just because they shared an opinion that wasn't ours. We don't stop being friends with them. Now, I'm talking about opinions of what's happening. I'm not saying a person's opinion of a lifestyle, and we don't need to be around somebody who has a terrible lifestyle, right? But we don't start shutting people off, cutting people off from our lives because they don't agree with something that we've heard or seen, right? Through all this chaos that's going on right now. So, so we're responsible. So again, the last thing we want to do is to mess up, to jeopardize the good that has been happening in our lives since we got born again, and that has produced the fruits of righteousness in our homes, in our bodies, in our minds, amen, and in our environment. We don't want to mess that up. So I'm just encouraging you, please, please be conscious of what you're listening to. Be conscious of what you're listening to and what it does to your heart and what it does to your mind. Proverbs 4 says, to protect your heart, to guard your heart. It's our responsibility to guard our hearts. What goes in our ears, what goes in our eyes, it goes into our heart. We have to be careful that what goes in our ears and goes in our eyes does not corrupt our hearts, because our hearts determine the course of our lives. Let's not change the course of our lives. Not now. Not now, not after all we've been through, not after all the tests and trials that we've been through, and that we came through them, and God showed up for us, and we're the better for it, amen, because we did the right thing, and God is for us and not against us. Heavenly Father, we just pray. We pray for our nation. Father, I pray. We pray together. We touch and agree right now for peace in our country. For peace in our country, peace in our world, peace in our government, peace in our states. Heavenly Father, we pray for peace. We pray for peace. Father, we pray that you would show yourself strong in the situation of our nation, that you would show yourself strong. And God, when the cup of iniquity is full, you're going to judge everything. Father, we pray in Jesus' name, we touch and agree that whatever lies we've been told, that the truth would come out and we would see that you had things under control all along. Father, help us to watch our words, to be careful of our words, and that we only say what you say, God. We only say what you say. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that we would stick to your word, which is always right. Lord, as the scripture says, put a guard over our mouths. Let us be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath, because all we want to do is produce righteousness in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you. Living Faith family, or to our visitors, I'll see you this coming Sunday at 10 a.m. Next week is Healing School. All right. I love you. Bye.